Hey Slingers, welcome back to another week of the Word Slinger podcast. Now, can changing your routine change and improve your work? We're going to take a look at that and more coming up next. Hey, how you doing on money? I know it's a touchy subject, but I got something that may help you out. See, I'm using an app called Acorns, and it helps me manage some investing, put some money back, get a little interest. It's kind of nice to watch my money grow. So I want to share that with you. Go to kevintomlinson.com/acorns and you'll get some free money. See you there.
It's the Word Slinger Podcast, where story matters. Build your brand. Write your book. Redefine who you are. It's all about the story here. What's yours now? Here's the guy who invented pants optional, Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger.
Word Slinger.
Well, I am Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger, and I'm really interested in this topic, which is why instead of dilly-dallying around like I normally do, I'm jumping right into it. Because here's the deal. I am right now changing a lot of my routines to accommodate a couple of new ideas that are sort of taking hold in my life and in my career. So among those, now you may have heard me talk about this before. I've mentioned this on other podcasts, but come April, my wife Kara and I are we're basically what's happening is our lease is up on this apartment we've been renting since we came off the road a few years ago. Well, we've moved at least once, but we came off the road a couple of years ago after living in our RV, in our RV for a couple of years. And you know, there's a backstory there. But the deal was we miss it. We miss being in the RV. We don't miss particularly that RV. Maybe it's just bad associations, but there were some issues in that. But one of the things that came out of that whole experience was we did discover sort of what we like, what we don't like. We sort of worked out a few of the misconceptions that we had about RV life. We decided, you know, we kind of want to do this again. We're going to try this again. So we're going to get a smaller RV. We're keeping the big one. We're renting that out to people, through a service in that's located in Florida. But I've since discovered that our RV could be anywhere right now. Last time I heard about it, it was in like Elkhart, Indiana. but we're getting a small camper. We're going to downsize to something very small. We're going to live in that full time, and we're really excited about the whole thing. But here's where things get a little different. So last time we did this, Kara and I both had started new careers or new jobs, extensions of our careers with employers. So Kara had started with Office Depot corporate, and I had started with Draft to Digital. And you know, back then, basically Kara's work locked us in place, but that's changing. She's able to work remotely a lot more now, and we've got some plans in motion. So we're kind of changing. We're gonna change our plan. That whole thing had brought us off the road essentially the last time. It got us to basically forced us to be stationary. So, and it hasn't been bad. We've really enjoyed where we are. This apartment in particular has been very nice. It's a, you know, very spacious apartment, 3 bedrooms. Kara and I both get an office that way, and you know, we're spread out. But we've also, this is something, this is kind of a minimalist approach to things, but I feel like I'm owned by my stuff sometimes, you know. I'm kind of bogged down by the amount, the volume of things that I have in my life. And I feel like that has been a limitation in exploring the world. Because of all these things, I have overhead. The overhead makes it so that I have to, spend X amount of time working and not really getting to get out and enjoy the world. Now, my schedule is a lot more loose than most people's. Looser, I guess, is the better way to say that. I have more freedom and flexibility than most people, I realize. And I travel quite a bit, but Kara hasn't been able to do that with me so far. But if we can set this up, when we set this up, when we get going on this, it means detaching ourselves. It means, untethering ourselves and moving around in the world. This was not meant to be a whole RV lifestyle kind of discussion, but I think it's probably interesting. I think it may be interesting to a lot of you. Now, I know not everyone thinks of this in romantic terms, but the idea of being able to change your scenery anytime you want, the world is your front yard, the world is your playground, the world is your gym. I mean, it's always been very exciting to me, and I know that it is enticing to others. And it's just recently that Kara and I came to discover just how easy it would be to actually do this, to actually step out and, disconnect from the tether and get moving out in the world. So here we are. So now, all that said, what it's doing is forcing me to reevaluate what I need and how I do what I do. And that is creating a lot of interesting side effects. So one of the things that I decided to do was take another strong look at my iPad Pro. I recently went ahead and got into the beta for iPad OS, which is the new version of iOS for iPads, specifically for iPad. And it comes with a lot of great features that make it much more computer-like. It has its limitations, but so did my MacBook Pro and my MacBook Air. I mean, even the Mac Mini that I was using as a sort of desktop machine, each presents its own limitations, and I was constantly having to figure out how to work around those limitations. So this isn't really any different for me, but it does offer sort of a fresh perspective, a new way to look at how I do my work. One of those things, by the way, is right this second, for the first time ever, I'm recording a podcast on the iPad. So we're going to see how this works. I'm going to see how this shapes up. I'm going to try to produce the show entirely on the iPad. Now, I'm cheating a little because I've got assets on my laptop that I haven't yet moved over to the iPad. And I'm going to do that today. That's the cheating part. I'm going to use the laptop to move files, basically, just because they're there and it's easier. But the goal, the eventual goal is I just pop in and connect my microphone to the iPad and I do the whole show. And I think that's going to work out just fine. I've already discovered a couple of little limitations that are somewhat annoying, but I bet I get around it. I bet I figured it out. Anyway, so that's doing the podcast on the iPad. That's kind of forcing me to reevaluate how I do things, my workflow. I'm sort of famous for my workflow in some circles. Anyway, I have a whole process for writing and for producing shows and for doing all the things that I do. So changing that is always painful. Always. But what I've discovered is the pain is completely worth it. Because as I change my routines and change my process, I learn new things. I encounter new resources. I start figuring out alternatives and, I start to refine a whole new process. And most of the time that ends up being, it ends up spiking my efficiency and I'm able to do more with less stress. And that, my friends, is the goal. Do more with less stress and enjoy my life more. So, okay. Now, how this relates to writing. So, I started writing exclusively on the iPad now. It's been a couple of weeks. So what happened was I went on a trip to Oklahoma City for Oklahoma City Christian Writers. I'm going to be back in Oklahoma City starting tomorrow, Thursday. So we'll see how this shapes up. But what I did this last time was I took my laptop, but I also took my iPad. And while I was there, I only worked from the iPad. So everything I did that week, including the presentation I gave at the Christian Writers thing, was done from the iPad. And it actually was a much better experience than trying to do things with the laptop, believe it or not. I mean, it was just simpler. Everything was just much more streamlined. There were caveats to how I had to do things, but it's you know, I'm working out the best way to approach some of these things, like alternatives. And what I mean by that, okay, for example, I use Grammarly to help me edit my work. The there is no Grammarly app on the iPad. However, since iPad OS came along, and it's in beta now, but it'll be, they're talking about the full release soon, fall 2019, which is where we are right now. Since that came along, they included an update to iPad Safari. And though I don't typically like to use Safari as my browser, one of the things that it does is present you with the full desktop version of websites. And because it does that, I am able to use Grammarly, the full version of Grammarly, for my work. So that's the workaround I came up with. Now, the problem is Scrivener for iPad. So far, I haven't found a way to export my chapters as Word documents individually yet. Now, that doesn't mean it can't do it. It just means I haven't found it yet. So that I'm looking into that now. So this is what I'm talking about. There are little challenges that come up, and I got to solve them. That happens to be one of my favorite things in the world. It's that whole figure it out philosophy, the FIO philosophy that we talked about in episode 194. Figure it out, and that's what I'm doing. I'm figuring it out. I have Scrivener. This is it's interesting. We were watching an episode. We like to rewatch old shows. That's how Kara and I like to unwind in the evenings. And right now we're watching Stargate SG-1, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. But there was an episode in which the title involves the word Tantalus, and I can't remember the full title of that episode. But the SG-1 crew is stranded on a planet with this guy who went through the gate in the 40s, and the dial home device has been damaged, and so they have no way to power up and dial the gate to get home. All right, so Jack says, Colonel Jack O'Neill says, you know, basic survival 101. We know what we have. Now, what do we need? And I realized, you know, that is essentially how I operate daily. You know, that's how I approach everything. I know what I have. What do I need? I know what I need to accomplish, and I know what I have. What do I need to do or procure or modify in order to get to my goal? If you operate this way, it is a life-changing way to live your life. And as a writer, I think it's particularly useful. So I'm using Scrivener for iPad, Scrivener for iOS. Now, I talk about writing on my phone and things like that, and I still do all that. I think that is... the mobile version of Scrivener is perhaps my favorite writing tool of all time. Outpacing to me even the full-on Scrivener application on the desktop. I think this is the crowning achievement of word processing tools, in my opinion. And your mileage may vary, but I think for the price, I mean, it's like $20 to get the Scrivener app. The power that this thing has, the ability to you know, move files around, scenes and chapters around, reorganize the story. I mean, I use this stuff every day. I mean, it's just, these features are incredible. But even if I was just using Google Docs or Word or Pages, you know, Apple Pages. The experience of writing on the iPad to me has been a much better experience than I've had on a device in years, including when I originally had an iPad, you know, the iPad 1, and tried writing on that. It's been improved dramatically. But it does come with its challenges. It comes with a couple of things that you just have to work out. So, this is where things get fun. Because as I'm looking at how to accomplish the things I need to accomplish, so I know my current workflow, you know? I know that on a desktop or a laptop, I open up Scrivener, I do the work, I spit that out as a Word document, I take that into the Grammarly app, I edit and correct, I bring it back into Scrivener. You can do a lot of this stuff directly in a word processor now. Grammarly has a Word plugin if you're on the Windows operating system, and Grammarly has a Google Docs plugin no matter what operating system you're on, except that it doesn't work on mobile right now. But the point of all this is, whatever your workflow is, I mean, you know how you like to work, you know what you like to accomplish. So when you make a change, though, what it does is force you to rethink it. I know that I usually do this, this, and this, but I have to change. Something is glitching out, it's not working properly, or I need to downsize, or I need a better system, or whatever, or I just want to be more efficient. So you make a change, and then you have to figure out how to get the same results, because the result is what matters here, right? What I've been doing on the iPad that's been helpful is going on YouTube and finding videos of people doing what I'm trying to do. And you wouldn't believe the amount of software I've found through this, the apps that I've found, some very pro-level stuff. I estimate now, I used to say I can do about 80% of my work on the iPad. I think it's more in the high 90s now. It's probably like 98-99%. The one thing I seem to be missing at the moment is a vellum replacement. but then again, I have Draft to Digital, and I can actually go into D2D and do my layout and everything through that. So I'm not without a layout tool. I really liked how vellum worked. So for the time being, I keep a laptop around at least to do vellum, but I think that'll change too. And I don't mind. I love Draft to Digital's templates, you know, so they're fine. They work great. They just, you know, I guess I'm looking for a little more fine control over it than what we're able to give authors in the browser-based layout tool that we have. But you do get quite a bit of control through that. So it really, honestly, I mean, it's just me being picky and overly picky at that. If I needed to, if I just didn't have vellum as an option at all, I'd already be using Draft to Digital full time for that. And a lot of authors do, and they love it and works fantastic. So really, I can do 100% of my work. It's just I can do 100% of my work, but where do I want to compromise? And compromise is the key to this game. Whoever, you know, these people who say live life without compromise, I don't think they're living life at all, frankly. How do you live life without compromise? Compromise is life. That's what life is. You go out, you encounter the world, your ego crashes against reality, and you have to figure out how to get to where you want, despite the fact that the world isn't necessarily going to cooperate with you. You have to compromise to succeed. That's my philosophy. You have to be willing to put in the work, make the changes. One second. You can hear my voice kind of going there. Make the changes, make adjustments, figure out a new way, figure out a new plan, figure it out. FIO. This podcast is brought to you by FIO. But that's the reality of how you succeed, honestly. Now, maybe none of this appeals to you. But there can be some huge advantages just to spending a little time changing the way you do things, asking yourself if there's a better way. You can always keep your old process in reserve. You don't have to give up on it. But you might look at replacing one small piece of it. So a while back, I started making some changes to the way I did produced this show, for example. This show is the most on my mind, so we'll take a look at that. But the same thing applies to my writing. Actually, let's just look at the writing. I've changed the way my process for my writing several times over the course of my career. You know, I started writing in Word, for example, wrote all my books in Word, did my formatting in Word, because I didn't want to mess with formatting tools at that point. This was early days, okay? And, you know, I designed my covers in Photoshop still, but even that process has changed with time. Basically, what happens is I do things for a while, and then I start looking at how can I make this better, and I start Googling things, you know, getting on YouTube and looking, seeing how other people are doing it, and then stealing their ideas, retooling. And that has allowed me to improve my process and refine it and make things easier. And that has made it quicker and easier to produce the books at a rapid rate. And even if you're not looking to be prolific and produce book after book, taking a second look at your process can help take some of the harder work out of writing in general. I forget who it was. One of the authors, breakout authors, on Twitter. He was writing about how hard writing is and how it should be hard, etc. You know, he was lamenting about, I can't remember. He was lamenting about the comment that, you know, do something you love and you never work a day in your life. And he just thought this was an asinine kind of thing. And I kind of get where he's coming from. But he kind of misses the point. Because the point of that aphorism is, if you're doing work you love, then if you're working your passion, in other words, then it doesn't feel like work, right? But the way that you keep that feeling, the way you keep that passion going, is that we are creatures who love novelty. So start looking at ways to do the work in a novel way, in a new way, and improve. You know, that's really the keys to success. One of them is to always look at how you can improve what you're doing. That's how you, that's how this just, you know, continues to grow. Look at all the resources you have, all the ways in which you're doing things. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a million alerts at the same time right now. Which I find annoying. But look at the way you do things and decide, can I tweak things? Can I change things? You know, can I make a, create a new process and make a new way? And that will open up new doors of joy, you know, a new passion for the work. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, you know, I got into a rut with my writing, or I got into a rut with my artwork, or just my job in general. And then one day I decided, you know, I'm just going to do a little something different. Somebody decides that, you know, they're an artist and they're going to stop painting in a traditional way and start using, you know, homemade paint. They're going to learn how to make their own pigments. A writer stops writing using his laptop and starts writing by longhand. Or someone working in the film and television industry decides they're going to change the platform they shoot on. And they're going to go to shooting on film instead of digital. And this opens up this whole new world for them to explore. And that is a major key to success in any field. Open yourself up to exploring a whole new world. Open yourself up to trying all new things. Do one little thing at a time, but you would be amazed at how much that improves your passion for what you're doing, your energy, but also can improve the efficiency of what you're doing. It can help you streamline the way you do it, which means that you can produce more or produce better, finish the work that you've started with, you know, less drudgery, less dragging it out of yourself, and more enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the elixir of life. Enthusiasm will lead to you being forever young, and to you being forever passionate. Enthusiasm just really is the key to a better, more fulfilling life. So, and the way you get enthusiasm is you seek out novelty and you seek out learning and growing, and you study, you just immerse yourself into this thing that you love. Find a new way. The whole, you know, that's a aspect of the figure it out method too. So anyway, I'm at 25 minutes on this, so that means I'm probably at 30 minutes total. So I'm just going to go ahead and wrap us up. And I hope that this made sense and it was coherent. I've had a lot of little disruptions and things happening while I was recording, so sorry for getting off track here and there. But I do hope that you got something useful for your career and life out of this. And, you know, we'll explore this further and as things go by. So take care of yourself out there. God bless you. I'm really glad that you're here. I'm blessed by you being here. Got a lot of big things coming up. If you haven't already, go over to wordslingerpodcast.com/podcast right now. That's the temporary workaround. I had a glitch I haven't been able to fix yet, but wordslingerpodcast.com/podcast. And, on the right hand side is a, there's a little bar, you'll see three columns on the page. And on the right-hand column, if you scroll down just a little, you'll see Be a Slinger, Join the Mailing List. Get on that mailing list. I'm starting to do a few things. I'm going to start rolling out. We're going to do a webinar here soon. I'm thinking about creating an author course. I'm thinking about doing some author coaching. A whole lot of stuff. And I hate these things that just sort of take advantage of authors and just overcharge and constantly trying to get them for money. What I've been committing to is I'm going to charge for certain things, but I'm going to try to keep the rates low so that they're attainable and accessible. Because I got to compensate for the investment on my part, including personnel in some cases, and other resources that I have to use to make this happen. But also, you know, I do want to make a little bit of a profit. Never be ashamed to make some profit. but don't try to screw people out of money. That's my motto. Just make sure you're giving more than you're being compensated for. Just put it that way. That's what I'm going to try to do. So get over to wordslingerpodcast.com/podcast. Look, I think actually I've got this set up, a little mailing list thing on every episode as well. But it's definitely on the right-hand column of that page. And it's just your name and email. And you click a little box that says marketing permission. Has a little blurb after that. And click submit and you're on the list. And once you're on the list, I will periodically email you with, you know, updates. Sometimes I've been trying to send out alerts about the latest episodes each week, and I'm going to send some stuff out about webinars. Not just webinars I'm doing, but also Draft to Digital webinars. So if you're not on the Draft to Digital list, this is a good way to find out about those too, and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to grow that. I mean, I kind of brushed off a cold list, and it's been interesting to see what's happened as I've tried to warm that up. Some people are like, "Where did you get my email address?" I'm like, "Well, you signed up for this thing." So, and some people are adamant that they did not. So it's been pretty interesting. So I'll talk about that in a future episode. So anyway, God bless you. I hope you're having a wonderful week. If you are in Oklahoma City this week, I am going to be at the WriterCon starting Friday, We're going to do a Draft to Digital. Speaking of webinars, we're going to do a webinar and Ask Us Anything on Thursday. That's tomorrow, my time, at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. It's me, Dan Wood, and Mark Lefebvre talking to you from the Oklahoma City offices of Draft to Digital, all together for the first time on a broadcast. Not for the first time in person, but the first time on a broadcast together. And it's going to be an interesting look at some of, we've done several of these now, but we're going to take a look at library distribution and a couple other things. So make sure you hop over and check that out. You can find that on Facebook. If you go to the Draft to Digital page on Facebook, you'll find the event for that. And sign up. You can RSVP. So, and if you miss that somehow, just reach out to me. Go to wordslingerpodcast.com, hit the contact button, and you can email me. And I'll give you some details. So, hope you have a wonderful weekend, safe and happy, and some productive writing. God bless you. And I'll see you all next time.
Wordslinger.